Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Coming at you from Spokane, Washington, in the heart of the American Redoubt. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. We all know what day it is. It's Trump Tuesday.
That's right. Woo-hoo. Sound that trumpet.
Yep. Boy, is there some cool things that we have to share with you guys today that you most likely aren't aware of. They were unknown to us when we discovered them, and good facts coming up, I'll tell you what.
Something that I found that I was a little surprised to see, but apparently Trump was honored as the man of the decade in Michigan County as the former president's campaign continues.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. That's, what was that? I got to find that. Which county was Oakland County, Michigan?
Nice.
Yep. Named Man of the Decade.
Yep.
So,
well, easily, I'd have to say man of the past 100 years, if you're going to, you know, maybe even the best president that we've seen under such difficult circumstances.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, gosh, ever since like Washington, I'd have to say.
That's right.
I mean, look at what they rebelled against England for. You know, gosh, it just pales in comparison to what we're dealing with today.
The pure evil that we're up against, the corruption, the persecution, the corruption, the lies, the deception, and the founding fathers, they just got to be rolling in their graves right now.
Oh, no kidding.
You know, and you know, anybody who's willing to stand up against this tyrannous, out of control, just insane, what's not even the regime, it's bigger than that. It's like permeated every part of our culture, you know, that there are people that are willing to stand up against it, but most people are just, they're scared into submission, or
they're busy,
passive,
they're busy and they're distracted.
They're also very comfortable, and yep. You know, life's good. They've got a lot to lose.
They've got middle class syndrome,
right?
Comfortable middle class syndrome.
Well, that's okay. The communists are good at destroying the middle class. So,
right.
You know, by the time people are, you know, utterly destroyed and they're ready, then they're already in chains complaining about it then.
Right. And historically, that is typically when society collapses, is when they've all become comfortable and complacent. It's called complacency, and the Bible even warns about that. God even accuses women of being cows when he says you
the cows of Bashan,
the cows of Bashan, you cows of Bashan, all complacent on your couches.
Right.
You know, yikes! That's a scary thing to hear from the Lord. You know?
Yeah, it is. But there are some good things that are happening. The House Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, which we're very skeptical about, but he says he's going to start impeachment of Attorney General Merrick Garland by July 6th.
Fantastic.
Over this IRS whistleblower testimony that he interfered with a criminal investigation into Hunter Biden.
Fantastic.
So another attack on our American democracy. Go get them.
Yeah.
Well, take out the democracy.
Again, everybody, three cheers to the Lord for answering prayers. We said, don't just expose the truth, Lord. Please let it go to completion, to where we end up with actual criminal prosecutions and justice is served.
Yes.
And so, you know, yesterday we were talking about the people late to the game, right? Well, oh my gosh, here's another one. You know, it's almost embarrassing to read it. Top Republican Ted Cruz demands House launch a Joe Biden impeachment probe over Hunter allegations. Ted Cruz calls leaked WhatsApp messages with CCP official direct evidence of First Sun's influence peddling.
How much more do they need?
Well, first of all, Ted, what have you been doing with yourself while the oversight committee has been very, very aggressively pursuing this? As Marjorie Taylor Greene says here, she says, Joe Biden has lawyered up Burisma owner and Ukrainian oligarch who paid Joe Biden a $5 million bribe, said it would take us 10 years to find Joe Biden's web of criminal bank wires, LLCs, and accounts. He underestimated oversight Republicans. It took us 6 months. Impeach Joe Biden. And so what has Ted Cruz been doing with his enormous salary this whole time that the Oversight Committee has been dragging out heaps and heaps and heaps of evidence?
Sifting through it all. Yeah.
And now he's acting like, oh, well, because of this WhatsApp message, now there might be evidence. Wow.
Right.
What on earth?
It is really just bizarre to watch, because there's so many people that are like coming out announcing from the rooftop, we think there's corruption.
Right.
Something must be done, you know, and there's a disconnect somewhere.
What on earth is happening? Yeah, quite. it's almost like they work on different sides of the country and never see each other or talk to each other or anything. And I don't know. That's mind blowing to me.
They've got a staff. I would want a briefing every day. What's going on? Give me the top level.
Give me a 10-minute rundown every single morning. Yep.
Who's doing what? Who's where? What's being worked on? What do I need to know?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know.
That just makes absolutely no sense. I mean, that I don't know. It's astonishing. I can't even explain it.
Well, I'll tell you what. Then let's go to the word of the day.
Let's do. Yeah, let's just jump right into the
good
stuff.
We just need it. Yeah. Avril Lavigne or Sherry Lavigne or whatever his name is, the guy that wears the skirts in the uniform.
Avril Lavigne is a singer. She's a legitimate girl.
Right. That's actually a girl.
Lavigne.
Rachel.
Yes.
Yes. He calls himself Rachel, or he wants everyone else to call
him. Probably supposed to be Richard Lavigne is probably what it's technically is.
But. So yeah, he's saying he's just so pleased and so thrilled about the Pride Month. Let's make it a summer. it's just not enough. He's basking in it, right?
Okay, let's make it a humility summer.
Well, yeah, we can match that.
That's right.
We will see your Pride Month and raise it a summer.
That's right. There we go.
There's plenty of scriptures. And boy, does it ever need to be addressed. I mean, because they talk about what victims they are and the violence, right? They're victims of violence, especially the transvestites. They're always talking about
very highly dangerous killer transvestites.
But they're extremely hostile in and of themselves. So listen to this from Pride Seattle. There's a video here. Adults encouraging children to throw bricks at pictures of Republicans. Pictures feature President Donald Trump, Governor Ron DeSantis, Senator Ted Cruz, and others.
Well,
so they're teaching children violence against political opponents.
Well, I can match you on that one. But okay, here we go. You throw in that, Auntie. Let me match you. Here's another one. California school district admin sued after saying he wants to bring conservative staff to the slaughterhouse.
Well, that's exactly what they want. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Wow. Let's
teach the children to do the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't teach the kids how to read and do math. Don't teach them history, by all means.
Right. You know what the Palestinian Liberation Organization, the PLO over there, the Palestinians that hate all the Jews, want to kill them, they've got pictures of Jews and teaching the kids to shoot at them and throw rocks at them.
Oh, yeah. They start it when they're like seven.
Oh, yeah. It's indoctrinate the children toward violence against somebody else that you don't like.
That's right.
And against somebody who's not, there is not this rash of violence against homosexuals or transvestites.
Nobody's been attacking them. Nobody's been doing anything.
Right. Well, you have parents showing up to school saying, we don't think these books should be in our libraries, and they get turned over to the FBI as domestic terrorists. Yep. I mean, that's where we are right
now.
Well,
that's clearly the indication and symptoms of a communist coup.
Yep.
You know, how to recognize when your country is enduring and has been attacked in a communist coup from the inside.
Of course, we've been, you know, yelling at that dust cloud on the horizon for, you know, over a decade. And people, you're an alarmist. Oh, you're extreme. They're not coming for your children.
And yet, over and over, we've been proven to be right on every account.
They're saying it. Yep. They're saying we're coming for your children.
Yep. That's right.
What else is needed, you know, for people to stand up?
See, that's the problem, was we've hit the bottom. We've hit the bottom, and that was what I was describing. That's the bottom line for every single war. It's the victor is the one who is willing to do the most atrocious things to your kids, because that's when everybody draws the line and says, okay, we give up. You can have it. Just don't hurt the children. Well, and yet we're seeing the children being hurt. And not only that, we're letting children be dragged across our wide open border to be brutalized for sex trafficking,
right,
and for adrenochrome, for all sorts of demonic horrors that I can't even believe are happening. And typically when it gets that bad, people stop immediately, and yet it's still lingering and going on. And
right.
So I'm a little bit shocked, to say the least, at that. Boy.
Oh, by the way, Jim Caviezel's movie is coming out next week.
If
you guys haven't had a chance.
If there's any tickets left, go to angel.com. Hurry,
yes,
because there's 3 days showing, the 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
And, The Sound of Freedom.
The 4th and 5th are already sold out, at least from what I understand, in our area. I don't know about every area across the country.
Right.
But we got our tickets for the 3rd, because the 4th and 5th were already full. And boy, they're going fast, I'll tell you what. So yeah, go to angel.com to check out getting your own tickets. And don't miss it, people.
Yeah.
Just don't miss it.
This is something that we can't look the other way from.
Nope.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Right.
Now, the long way to the scripture.
Where we were going. Okay, we took the scenic route.
Yes. Boy,
okay.
What a sight. All right, so we've got the humility scripture.
Yes.
For, this straight up humility month that we are honoring.
That's right. That might just be extended if we have to.
Yeah.
And so it wouldn't be a bad study, that's for sure. Okay, so the first humility verse comes from Proverbs 22:4, which reads, "By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life." And that's not even what we were talking about yesterday. I mean, it's not the same verse, but very nearly says
the
same
thing.
Ties right
into it.
Yep. It's humility. That's a very, very interesting thing in my perspective, that humility is tied with the fear of the Lord. It's absolutely tied to the fear of the Lord. And and it's also directly tied to wisdom too. And so so one more time, it's by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. And then 1 Peter 5:6 says, "Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." And so that the second verse kind of leads to, like, this is a prolonged goal, right? That you're striving to humble yourself across the whole span of your life,
yeah,
right? That he may exalt you in due time. You know, part of that whole refining process.
That's right.
That says that in the new millennium, what will be left as a remnant will be a humble servant spirit, mm-hmm, in the people that are with him reigning as kings and priests. And so that's kind of a cool thing to consider, that God knows that takes time.
Right.
That learning and understanding and becoming aware of the wisdom that it takes to be humble and have humility, that takes time.
Yeah, it
and
does.
So So that's just really cool. It's nice to know that he certainly doesn't expect it to happen overnight.
Right. That's right.
Praise God for that.
Yeah. His mercy endures forever.
For sure. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Well, good
and
one.
And so then, the word of the day.
The word of the day,
which is very cool. Random turning. And the random turning for Trump Tuesday is a call to repentance from Joel chapter 2, verses 12 through 20 that read, "Now therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm. Who knows if he will turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God? Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a sacred assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and nursing babes. Let the bridegroom go out from his chamber and the bride from her dressing room. Let the priests who minister to the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not give your heritage to reproach, that the nations should rule over them. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God?" And then under the title, "The Land Refreshed," it continues, "Then the Lord will be zealous for his land and pity his people. The Lord will answer and say to his people, behold, I will send you grain and new wine and oil, and you will be satisfied by them. I will no longer make you a reproach among the nations, but I will remove far from you the northern army, and will drive him away into a barren and desolate land, with his face toward the eastern sea and his back toward the western sea. His stench will come up and his foul odor will rise, because he has done monstrous things." And that's it.
Wow. He will bless you.
Yeah. And that's, I'm going to continue this into tomorrow, because this is such a great little bit of information and how it applies directly to us. And what a fascinating thing that he says, rend your heart, not your garments. That means to where like Paul refers to it, circumcise your heart.
Right.
Right. Which is the month of September. And that's what the name of the month actually means for in Hebrew for September. And so the call to repentance, we most certainly need to be doing that right now.
Yes.
As the armies are being directed toward us.
Yep.
And you know, when it's just about ready to throw down, he's willing to turn them back.
Yes.
Turn to me with all your heart, fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart, not your garments. Like Elisha, we read yesterday.
Yes.
He tore his garments in two.
Right.
It says so, you know, he's got a reference of somebody that tore his garments.
Right.
And so
God just doesn't want this to be an outward just for show.
That's right.
It's like, let's go down deep, you know, deeper. Let's go into the heart.
Do it for real.
Yep.
Do it for real. Like, it actually means something to you.
And he's talking to, you know, the nation of Israel, but the principle applies to us as individuals. The prosperity and blessings that he has in store for us if we will, you know, render our hearts to him.
Right.
And truly repent.
Well,
and the protections. It doesn't have to be an army either. It could be other enemy attacks that he's willing to protect us from.
Right. But just the fact that here we are.
Here we are.
As a nation, we're surrounded on every side with all of our enemies pouring in by the thousands. At this 11th hour, he's saying, repent, repent. And you know, we are not truly separated from Israel. We're grafted in. So I have to keep pondering that in my mind, that are we akin to Israel? because we are grafted in, and our scenarios, both between the United States and Israel, are very, very similar at this point.
Right.
You know, where all of our enemies are coming from every border, and so, you know, it's not too far off that it can be applied to us today, in fact.
Yeah. Yep, you cannot make a wise decision when you don't have humility, when you're celebrating pride.
That's right.
And, you know, deception and lies and godlessness, rebellion against God. This is when, you know, like you said, the enemies are pouring in. They are pouring in by the thousands. And the people that are facilitating this, they think that they're going to be spared by this enemy.
Right.
You know, that's the godless people that are opening this gate up, or the people that are celebrating pride, the enemy that's coming will not spare them.
Right.
And they think that they're persecuted now just because we don't want their books in our libraries. They're going to be the first ones lined up and shot by a foreign military.
Especially the Chinese.
The Chinese, yeah, they're just going to put them down like dogs.
The Chinese will not tolerate homosexuality at all.
Right.
I mean, not even there is none there that, you know, that, well, certainly not that anybody knows of.
Not out in the open and not having parades over it.
That's right, because
sure.
They will be killed. And so anybody supporting these Chinese people from the liberal side, boy, you better get your thoughts together.
Yeah.
But just the fact that it says in 15 and 16 and 17, that's kind of a small version of my book 444, The Process on How to Save the United States. Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a sacred assembly,
yep.
Gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and nursing babes. And, you know, that's basically what that book calls for. It was based on Ezra 9 and 10,
yes.
that called all of the priests, the local leaders, the noblemen, and all the civilians together to repent and to adhere to the law of God, and God basically redeemed them.
That's right.
So again, that's what he's saying more or less in verses 15 through 17. And so I think that's interesting as well. So don't ever be, especially right now, be hesitant to repent and repent for this nation.
That's
right. I mean, do it today, in fact.
Yep. Well, good deal. Get that. That is a blessing, man. My mind's just turning over that one.
Yep.
You know, really. And that is, put the scripture out again.
So that was Joel chapter 2, verses 12 through 20.
There we go. Got it. All right. Thank you.
Oh, praise God.
All right. Now we've got, let's see, a couple clips coming up here a couple of them.
Yes.
But this first one, Trump, if you want to lead into that one.
Okay. Well, so this is a great little thing here by Grace Chong, who is doing an interview with Steve Bannon in the War Room. And he's describing that President Trump was the only man the Wagner group feared. Listen to this.
One point I want to make is the only guy who's whacked 400 or 500 of these Wagner guys in one night was Donald John Trump in Syria when they decided they were going to approach an American position in Syria. He sent AC-130s in and waxed them overnight. That's a very unreported story. And but the only guy who had real success against these guys is Trump.
Give me that again, because take that from the top. That is probably the most unreported of all the quote unquote fight against ISIS and President Trump standing up to mm-hmm. Putin. Nobody ever mm-hmm. talks about the time he sent and people should know those are the massive gunships. Right, they can stay over, basically stay over target and just unload on you. Right, it's like hell on earth. Talk to me about that, about what Trump did.
Well, you know, I used to fly for AFSOC. I was a helicopter guy, but these AC-130s are brutal. They have, you know, small cannon and then 105 millimeter howitzers, in addition to other weapons, and they just fly in a circle and just destroy anything underneath them. And in Syria, there was American positions, special forces positions near some of the wells, and they saw a large force approaching them. My reports were they called Moscow and said, "Are these your people?" And Putin said, "No." And so Trump sent in four or five, you know, sent in the AC-130s at night, and just destroyed 400 to 500 Wagner mercenaries in a couple of minutes. And so, you know, this so the Putin not sticking up for Wagner is a longstanding problem simmering in Russia, and this could be related to that.
Now, isn't that something I did not know that. How did that get by me?
Yep.
Where they took out, you know, 400 or 500 of these Wagner guys.
Right.
Interesting too that Putin's like, no, I don't know them.
Right.
Never heard of them. Well, yep. that whole coup or staged coup or whatever it was that's going on there.
It was quick. It ended June 24th on Saturday. You know,
like I was saying, it's not over. This is not over.
And right. And that's why I think that that clip that we shared yesterday, I think that might very well be awesome, awesome speculation. And will we know anytime soon if that was ever truth? They would never come out and admit it. But I think that was excellent speculation.
Well, I've got another half an hour. I could do another half an hour segment just covering the updates on that, things that I've come across. But anyway, before we run out of time, we want to make sure we get this speech in by Trump. And this was from CPAC.
Right, from Faith and Freedom Coalition that happened this last weekend in Washington, D.C. Listen to what Trump has to say here.
Why do they not want voter ID? Because they want to cheat. Even the Democrats voted 82% in favor. Democrats, people that vote. Democrats voted 82% in favor of voter ID, but the politicians don't want it because they want to cheat. And with voter ID, it's very much harder to cheat. They're mean and they're very, very sick. They are mean and they are very sick. Over the next 16 months, our enemies will try harder than ever to divide us and to destroy us. The lies, abuse, and injustice that will come our way will be worse than ever before in the history of our country. To persevere, we must stand tall. We must stand strong. We have to be strong. We have to be stronger than ever before because they're coming at us. There's something wrong with these people. And I don't like saying that. You know, as president, you're the president of everyone. So I don't like saying that. But there is something wrong with these people, and we have to stand together, or we're not going to have a country anymore.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's wrong with them. They're godless. That's the root of it.
That's right.
Yeah.
For sure. Very, very beautifully put by him, I thought.
Absolutely. Yep. I thought so too. All right, guys. Well, we're out of time. You have a blessed day out there. You be safe. And boy, stay in the Word. Go visit those scriptures we gave you this morning and see if it's a blessing for you. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.